There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so thanks for coming. My name is Spencer. I'm an artist on the team. And then with me is Chris.
Hi, I'm an engineer on the Minecraft team.
And Jesse over here.
I'm the executive producer.
So today we're obviously going to talk about Minecraft, but more specifically we want to talk about customizing Minecraft. Right now there's about 50% of our players on PC who play with some sort of customized version of the game, and we wanted to bring that level of customization and fun to all of our Pocket Edition players, so players who are playing on phones, tablets, and things like that. So the first step was the release of texture packs with the .15 update on Monday. And then this fall, we're going to release add-ons, which are our easy-to-use, safe, secure, cross-platform, and more importantly, forward-compatible way of customizing the game. So this will provide users with a really easy experience as far as how they customize the game that will go with them and it won't break when new updates come out. So to start off today, we're going to show some of the customization options you have with texture packs as of today. And we're going to start by modifying everybody's favorite little creeper character.
So I'm going to jump right into here, into the world we have. And what we've done is we've created a custom pack for the creeper already, custom skin. And I'll show you what that looks like right here. So you can see we've given him a little tank top there and some running shoes.
Sick.
And a headband. So I'll jump out here and then show you what that file looks like, what we've done with it. So we're in our resource packs folder here. We go into our images, find the creeper texture. I'm just editing it right in Paint. No special tool required. Zoom in, you can see this is his skin. It's been unfolded off of him. And you've got his face here. So this is where his face is defined. His little shoes are down here. His tank top's here. And then he's got this nice headband here. So we're gonna make some quick on the fly changes to him. We're gonna give him some caffeinated eyes. He's got a lot to see and do today, and we're gonna give him a E3 excited, very excited about E3 expression. So we can change his tank top color too. We wanna pick a color, somebody's favorite color.
Well, that sort of lavender color.
This one?
Yeah,
that
sure.
One.
The lower one, yeah.
Very, let's do that.
Comforting.
There we go. It's very soothing. Very soothing color.
That's what you want in your page. Yeah.
So we'll jump right back in, and there he is.
Cool.
Yep.
Is that like just a PNG or something?
Yeah, it's just a PNG file.
So you can see he looks cool, he looks speedy, but he still behaves like the same old creeper.
Right.
So through the use of add-ons that we're releasing this fall, we can go ahead and kind of tweak his behavior to make him fit that new sporty look and increase his speed pretty easily.
So what we've done is just like how the game pulls that texture file, that PNG file, this will tell you how the creeper's dressed. We do the same thing with these, the entity behavior is now exposed through what Spencer was saying, the data-driven model. So what we've got is, we define them in JSON files, and we pick JSON, very human readable, lots of free editors out there, then there's fancy editors out there as well. So however you're comfortable, you can use these files, so JSON's pretty open. So what we can see here is we just have the definition of the mob creeper. We define his width, we define his height, the loop table, which is what he's gonna drop when he dies, when he's killed. We have his attributes here with 20 health, and here's where we define his movement speed. So right now it's set to 0.2, which is a normal, natural creeper, but he's got running shoes on, so what do we want to crank it up to? Do we want to double it, triple it?
Triple
right back into the game. And drop our little creeper friend there. See, he's a lot faster now.
So it's really easy to make these changes, like, almost on the fly. You don't have to decompile the game. You have to relaunch the game. It's just right there, ready to go. And so other than just changing existing values, we can also take values from other characters and paste them right in here. So the other characters in the game, like cows, chickens, pigs, they all have, like, baby forms. So it'd be fun to take that baby aspect of it and paste it into the creeper and see what kind of baby creeper we get out of it.
So what we have is we have a prepared file here for the creeper. I'm going to copy it. Paste it over here, show you what we changed. Open this creeper up. So you see, we still have the width, the height, when he drops, then we added this on spawn catch. So when he's spawned in the world, we give it a probability of 0.75% chance, or 0.75 chance, so 75% chance, that this action will occur. And so we'll set the state to age baby. And then if we scroll down to the bottom here, we see we have state machines, we have age, states, adult, which is default with an explosive power of 3. Then we have a baby here where he's a little bit skinnier, a little bit shorter, he's ageable, and he has an explosive power down here of 1. So this is copied and pasted. We can take it right out of the chicken model. And then the only thing that we really added here was this explosive power. We changed the explosive power there. So we've dropped that in there. We'll go right back to the game. And we have a tiny, tiny creeper. And then when he comes at me, he only has a tiny, tiny baby creeper-sized explosion.
So that's a good little intro to what you can do today with texture packs from the .15 release, which is change the visuals, and then what's coming this fall with add-ons, which is changing the behavior and the brains of these guys. And so it's a two-way street, though, so we can take that explosive power of the creeper and reintroduce it back into something like a pig or a sheep or a cow. So if anyone has a favorite barnyard animal that they want to see blown up, let me know.
Chickens, cows, pigs, rabbits, sheep. Chickens?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
All right.
So, we'll drop this right in here, show you what we did. So you see, here's all the good chicken stuff. And then, just like we did for the baby state, we added this thing here, but it's an on-ignite state. So you have this baby state down here, but the on-ignite is so when you light something on fire, it's ignited. So we set the state to type ignited. And then we define the ignited state down here. So we have normal, which is its default. And we have ignited, which starts a fuse length of 1.5 seconds, and then a power of 4, so he's a little more explosive than a creeper. And then we change this bit here, where he will set fires. So this section here, this ignited section, was pulled out of a creeper, and we just pasted it right into this chicken here. So we'll go right here, I'll find my chicken spawn egg. We're gonna start filling the world. Chickens. Make a chicken fuse. There goes one.
Reminds me of Lennings.
Yep. Just keep spreading the disaster. And it's cool because, speaking of spreading, now that we have this fun little exploding chicken, we can take that JSON file, which is really simple, really lightweight, and email it to a friend. They drop it in. They have the same kind of customization that we have. Or even easier, we can take that, apply it to our realm, invite our Xbox Live friends to come in and play, and they'll see all the changes that we make just right there. They don't have to do anything on their end. It's just super simple. And if we ever get bored of one, we can turn it off, go right back to the way the vanilla game is. So it makes it super easy to mix and match, stack, and just have a whole bunch of customizations right there, ready to play. And so, this is also a good time to mention that everything we've done so far has been on the Windows 10 edition of the game, but these are also cross-platform. So, a Pocket Edition player could jump into Chris's realm, see the same exact changes, or we could make these changes right on a phone. So, Chris is going to jump over to the Minecraft Pocket Edition on his phone, and we're going to keep making some more little experiments and abominations.
So what we've got here is a program that just lets us replicate what's happening on the phone sometimes. Close that out. Hold that back open. So we've got Minecraft running on this Android phone right over here. So this is the folder that actually just accesses the files there. So we could go in here and we could edit these files right on here for the purposes here. I like having a keyboard rather than trying to do it on there. But there are JSON editors and things like that that you can get on the phone here. So we're going to go up, and for this experiment that I'm going to show, we're going to take the brain of a rabbit and we're going to drop it into the body of a zombie. So here's the rabbit definition. So we have a width, height, just like we saw before, his baby state is, his attributes. In these JSON files define all kinds of behavior for the mobs. Like it even decides what sound he's going to make when he's hurt, what sound does the rabbit make when he dies, what are his goals. He floats on water, he panics, he breeds, he gets tempted by carrots, he avoids monsters, he raids gardens with carrots in them. And then we have his baby stuff down here. So I'm just going to copy all of this stuff. And then I'm going to go over here. I'm going to open the zombie JSON. So we see all the stuff about the zombie here. Get rid of all that. I'm going to drop our rabbit stuff in. And the one thing that I'm going to need to change for sure is make sure that the game knows that this is a zombie now. This is what we want it to be. We're going to make him a little bit taller so he's not the size of a rabbit. Save that. And since I have edited this on the PC, all I need to do is copy this file, drop it right on the phone. So then we'll go back into the game. And we're going to go into our farm. We've got some carrots there, some pumpkins. I'm going to drop a couple zombies in the world. You can see their immediate behavior right now is to run away from me. Now, in vanilla Minecraft, what zombies are going to do in the world is they're going to catch on fire and they're going to come and eat your brains. These guys don't want anything to do with me unless I have a carrot in my hand. Strangely, when I have a carrot in my hand, they're very interested.
Yep. So now we will continue on with the texture packs again, and not only change the texture this time, but also change the geometry as well. So Chris can really easily just add a few new block definitions, rearrange some things, and we can have a whole new look for our little rabbit zombie.
So we've pre-generated this mobs file. So the mobs file is basically kind of like a graph of what the mobs look like in Minecraft. They're all made up of individual blocks kind of stitched together. And so the mobs file defines what that looks like. So we're just gonna drop this right in here. We've made some changes to it. And then we have a texture that that goes along with it to change the look of our zombies. So we've made some adjustments. We added blocks to the head, one onto the nose and in the mouth for the teeth. See that they're there, and then if I can get them to run away a little bit, you can see they even have a little cottontail there.
Yeah. So they look like rabbits, they behave like rabbits, and just to prove that they're truly rabbits at heart, we can go ahead and feed them a carrot as well.
Get these guys over here. Feed that guy. Feed that guy.
Alright.
There
we go.
Nice.
So now they breed like rabbits.
Being able to just jump in really quick, copy and paste one thing into another, and have a result right there. And now we can go ahead and keep rolling with this. Like, we could tweak it so it spawns a creeper or spawns a baby zombie when they breed, and all kinds of fun stuff. And it's through texture packs and add-ons that we were able to make changes like this, but also take it a step further to make the alien invasion level that we showed at the press conference. So Chris will hop over to a new level, and we'll drop some of those aliens in. We can show just the logic behind them and how they came to be.
So with this new data-driven model and these new JSON files, you can really mix and match all the mobs in the game now. So that's what we did when we did the alien invasion level. We took mobs with some behavior and kind of a look that we originally wanted, and we just made some modifications to them. So we take this zombie, we added some geometry to him, just like we saw with the rabbits, and then we gave him a blaster arm and some little bug eyes there. And then we modified his behavior. Uh-oh, come back. Technical difficulties, I hit the soft button. All right.
Oh.
Ah, there we go. What would a demo be without some technical difficulties? I'm going to jump right back in. Oops. And I picked the wrong level, of course. So there's our alien. We gave him some new behaviors. And that is, he's going to blast with his blaster cannon, and he's going to shoot at villagers.
What is he firing out there?
That's the fireball that a ghast shoots.
Oh, that's right.
So a ghast, we'll just do the good segue right here. So we wanted flying saucers too, that you may have seen. And the Ghast inspired us there, because the Ghast is kind of a ghost creature that shoots fireballs from the nether. And so we took his model and we made some adjustments to it. That's what a Ghast in Minecraft vanilla looks like. And we've changed his texture. And he's flying right over me. And we added a new skin and some new geometry, and then all of a sudden we have a flying saucer. So another thing that we did, because we wanted it to be an exciting action-packed Men in Black style, is we took the tame behavior of wolves and we added it to our villagers here. And so this is killing me.
Soft buttons.
Doing really good today. I'm on a roll.
That's how we proved it then, so real life
down. Yeah. Alien Village. Okay. And then we gave him this tempt behavior. So we can see him, and I can tame him with a bow. And then on tame, just like a wolf, he changes his texture slightly, and he has the defense behavior of a wolf. So he comes with me, and he starts attacking the mobs that are my enemies. So you can see he's got a bow there, and he's shooting at that guy. So one of the other things that we did was we wanted a big bad guy. We wanted kind of an alien captain. So we took the Iron Golem from Vanilla Minecraft, which normally you build it out of these three iron blocks, this T-section, you put a pumpkin on it, and he sprouts to life and defends your village. And so we took him, and we made some modifications to his geometry and his texture, and then we gave him aggressive behavior. So instead of defending the village, he hunts down villagers and tries to smash them with his big fists. And so with just these tweaks, we just plug and play with other behaviors from other mobs, and we kind of mix and match, and then we can get really dynamic behavior. We get really different feels to the game. You can play it in a whole different way.
So as of right now, texture packs have already opened up a world of opportunities for our users to go in and change the way that the game looks, everything from blocks, items, to the characters themselves. And then this fall, we're going to hopefully get a really big boost of interesting creations when add-ons launch, so that players can go in and really tweak the behaviors of everything in the game. It'll be really fun to see what the community comes up with, and especially when they start sharing it through their realms and inviting all their friends to come in and play.
Yeah, we're really excited to see how this is going to plug into realms, because you can upload these behaviors into your worlds, and then when people join your worlds, they'll see your unique Minecraft experience. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be able to do, like, for example, trading with a pig, mm-hmm. then you can trade with pig for emeralds, or, you know, whatever that custom thing is you want to build, those will be the rules of your realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Realms are compatible across all platforms that Minecraft's available on, right? Like, anybody can go into those, or is that...
So this week we released Realms on Windows 10, iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, Gear VR, and then we announced that console will be adding to that mix next year.
Okay.
So
is this stuff going to come to consoles at some point?
Yeah, so both add-ons and realms are coming to consoles next year. Okay.
Cool. Yep. And it's fun because since it's just all data-driven, since you can go in and really tweak these things really quickly, it's also really safe since you're not going in and, like, breaking apart the core game. So if you ever, like, make a typo or something, the game doesn't just, like, crash and explode. It just kind of reverts back to vanilla. So it's really fun, really easy. And we all have a great time playing with it. Like, we stay late and just kind of mess with these things. So actually, Chris could probably pull out one of our custom rabbits that we made the other day.
Yeah, so we went a little nuts.
Do you guys have any plans to make it a little bit more user-friendly?
Yeah, I was going to ask about the UI for stuff, if there is any plans for that kind of thing. Sorry to jump on here.
No. So right now we're in the middle of developing it. And so we're getting feedback on exactly that, understanding how people want to do this. We like to find that happy medium, leaving room for our players to innovate. This game for a long time has belonged to the players, and they have a lot of ways they like to connect to it. Also, we want to make sure we're enabling everybody and meeting them in the right spot. So we'll continue to take feedback on that.
Probably teaching them a little bit about coding and developing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly there is a bit of logic and a bit of like science to poke about, around with. The creeper was originally created when they got the measurements of a pig wrong.
Oh, really?
And so it's actually just a deformed pig was how it came to be. And so you can see how kids will have those same sorts of experiences playing around in add-ons.
And so what about the existing mod infrastructure such as it is?
So today, Java mods continue to flourish. What we're focused on with add-ons, it really is the first step toward a moddable future as we bring texture packs and add-ons in. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're focused on is these layer on top of the core game. So they're very safe. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't work, we just fall back to the core gameplay behavior. They're also forward compatible. So you're never going to be linked to a specific version of Minecraft. As we upgrade the game, your add-ons will just always continue to work. As we bring that next generation of mods to pass, we're trying to make sure it'll evolve with the players, and that this iteration of customizations grow with the player and don't trap anybody on any particular version.
And will the game continue to be moddable in other ways? I mean, like in the way that it has been modded for the last few years?
Which are you talking about on Java?
Yeah.
So today we're talking about Pocket Edition. We don't have any announcements for Java, but it continues to be a thriving community there. So we our vision is we want to bring all of our players together, and so we continue to talk for next year, how do we bring console in, and how do we connect everyone in Minecraft together so you can play with all your friends all the time.
There's never been any official mod support for Minecraft.
Well, yeah.
This is the very first time. So that's really more what's happening here. It's not that we're taking anything away from anyone. Mm-hmm. It's that we're bringing something to people. You know, 45 million of them never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we went through, if you just want to see something kind of fun, we were having fun the other night, and we started experimenting with this. We just started adding things to this rabbit one. We added a whole bunch of things, like we can make it do crazy things and see some of the what it's spawning, and then certain states. We'll kind of show you what that looks like. It's just really fun to tinker with. So we're going to go with rabbit here, find an open space. Oh, I need a carrot, don't I?
Yeah, just breathe two of them together. It's easy to see that after a long day of demos and stuff, your brain starts to wander and you come up with crazy bacteria rabbits like this.
Come here, bunny.
You seem kind of young to be.
So now, every time the new generation grows up, they spawn new ones, and then new ones. Chris, put the rabbit away, or the carrot away.
Yeah, we thought the virus was conquered, but nope. Jump up in the air. You want to see this from above pretty quickly.
So it was fun because we were able to say, like, oh, spawn two babies on, grow up, and then run away from your rabbit buddies, so they just try and spread as far as possible.
And then explode.
And then explode, because why not?
That's gonna. Yeah. We're expanding. We're losing frames.
All right, early on, quick.
Early while you still can.
You get yourself but that's not it. You don't even get yourself into trouble with it, right? Like, you just get to do all this experimentation. You make these crazy things, and then you just quit back out. And you can tweak the file again. Or you can just revert back to the normal rabbit file, whatever you want to do. Like, you can't really break it, right? You can make the game crawl to its knees because you've got a recursive loop of rabbit breeding going on. But you don't really break anything. It's super safe.
Are you guys going to have a, like, vanilla eyes button just, like, for resetting everything or something like that?
Yeah, so if you see it in the retail version that's out now with the texture packs, there's a little manager that allows you to apply those.
Right.
And so then you can say, just take me back to vanilla, just get rid of it.
So you can stack those, and this is a resource pack just like that, so it's just in the stack, and and prioritizes in with the other elements, and you can disable it or adjust it however you want.
Gotcha.
And the stacking behavior is really cool because, like, let's say one person's really great at, like, programming all these behaviors and stuff. They can share out that file, somebody can apply it. But then, like, myself being on the art team, I like to just mess with the look of everything. So then I can make, like, a creeper texture, apply it to my world, but then take my friend's creeper behavior mod, apply it to the world as well. And those two just marry right together. I don't have to actually manually go in and mix the files or anything.
Right, and if both of those contained a rabbit skin, depending on which one you put on the top of the stack, that's the rabbit skin you would see.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just about out of time.
Any other questions?
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.